It's pretty tough, but it's tough every week. You know, I look at it more as a privilege to be selected to play on a Thursday night game, prime time. You know, and that's how I'm looking at approaching it. It's a privilege, and so we're just going to prepare for it as we try to prepare for it as best as we can. You know, like I said, it's hard every week.
One thing is defense getting better and better week after week. How come?
Preparation, man. The coach is doing a good job of preparing us, and players have been doing a good job of being coached and going out there and giving it all. And, you know, we still got ways to go, but as long as we keep improving, we think we'll be all right.
You know, you're pretty good speaking your mind. Do you enjoy a coach like Rex Ryan who speaks his mind?
I respect anyone that expresses themselves and bees at their own person, you know. No one's going to tell him who to be or what to be or how to be. And, you know, you can always appreciate that because I like to consider myself that type of guy that's, you know, a person that speaks his mind and says how he feels and shows his emotions and stuff. And, you know, and that's how he is. And, you know, two thumbs up to him.
You don't speak quite as colorfully as he does. He's pretty good with the language.
I mean, he's the man in power. He's the head dog. So, you know, I'm still, you know, I'm the employee, you know. So, you know, but, you know, I don't think he's ever said anything out of line. He defends his players and he expects a lot of them. And, you know, sometimes he may use some different words, but, hey, it is what it is.
Hey, talking as often as we do a couple weeks ago, you still believe this team had the talent to win, and here you are. You've won 3 out of 4. A lot of people surprised. I know you're not.
I'm far from surprised. And like I said, 2 or 3 weeks ago, whenever it was, I expect the team to be 11-5, and I expect for us to win every week, no matter who we play. And we're going to keep going. You know, that's not a prediction or anything like that. That's just the confidence that I have in my team and myself and these coaches.
How much has it helped defensively to get back to full health, get Champ back healthy, get Dumervil back healthy?
I mean, just look at the record that we were without them. You know, Champ didn't play, you know, a couple of weeks. I think we won one out of those, whatever it was. Elvis was in and out. And, you know, it's always plus DJ was out some. And, you know, we got all the goons back. And, you know, we feel like we just keep getting better and better.